Last night featured a slugfest from Lone Mart Field in a game that featured 24 hits and an 8-6 Rancho win. Anderson Rojas was automatic for the Hyde, going 4-for-5 with 4 extra base hits. Tonight, Visalia will look to resume the offensive production to take down the first half champs from the Cal South. It's Visalia Rawhide and their Rancho Cucamonga Quakes coming up next on RawhideBaseball.com. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to beautiful Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California, for Game 4 of the 6-game series. Hello, everybody. Joey Gonzalez with you on this picture-perfect Saturday night. Jill Guerin will be back tomorrow as she has the night off for her birthday weekend, so very happy birthday to Jill, who is celebrating her birthday on Monday. So let's get you caught up on last night. The Rawhide took an early 1-0 lead thanks to a leadoff double from Anderson Rojas. But the lead diminished quickly when the Quakes cleanup man Luis Rodriguez hit a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first. Visalia answered a pair of runs in the fourth and fifth innings, but Rancho slammed the door with a 5-run bottom of the fifth. With the 8-6 victory, Rancho has taken their second series lead of the series, and they currently lead 2-1. So a critical game coming up right here from Lone Mart Field. The Rawhide looking to split the series. Meanwhile, Rancho trying to go one game away from taking once again another series and proving why they're the best team in the Cal South. So when we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups and preview the starting pitchers. It's all coming up next on RawhideBaseball.com. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on RawhideBaseball.com. Let's take a look at the starting pitchers for tonight's game. We'll start off first for the Visalia Rawhide, the right-hander Jose Cabrera, making his ninth start of the year. He's 3-5 in his eight decisions with a 4.58 ERA. Jose Cabrera is probably one of the more electric pitchers on this Rawhide team, typically the Friday starter, but due to the delayed start to this series, Cabrera's been pushed back to Saturday night. And Jose Cabrera, a guy who throws a fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup. And this season, he has not pitched less than 4 innings, so that will be very interesting to watch. Meanwhile, for the Rancho Quakes, the starting pitcher is Peyton Martin, and we're going to give you his numbers when we come back, the national anthem, and after the anthem, we are going to give you the starting lineups for both the Quakes and the Rawhide. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on RawhideBaseball.com.
Rise and rise on.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. We are about ready to go, and as a result, let's get you the starting lineups for your Visalia Rawhide. Leading things off in center, or at second base, excuse me, Anderson Rojas. He'll be followed by the newcomer, Reikelman Cabrera, at the number two spot. Batting in three, playing out in left field, is number 10, Christian Robinson. Behind the dish for the Rawhide, batting fourth at cleanup, Christian Serta. Batting at five, Gavin Conicello, who's going to be playing over at first base. Alvin Guzman returns to center field. He'll be batting out of the number six spot. Batting at seven, it's Johan Benitez. Moving out to the number eight spot, it's Jose Fernandez. And then batting ninth, rounding it out for the Rawhide, it is Julio Guedion. Let's look at the starting defense for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Reed will be behind the dish, catching the balls and strikes. Starting pitcher for today's game is Peyton Martin. We'll give you Martin's numbers here in just a moment. Meanwhile, over on the first base side, number five, Dayton Dooney will man the first base side. He'll be joined by Jose Izarra on the right side of the infield. Moving over to the shortstop position is Rendon Cohn. At third base is Kenneth Betancourt. Moving from left to right in outfield, Jorge Puertas in left, Kyle Nevins in center, and Luis Rodriguez out in right field. So, didn't really get to talk about Peyton Martin, so here are his numbers. He's 2-0 with a 1.65 ERA. And he was the California League Pitcher of the Week just a week ago, a guy with a lot of good stuff, and one of the few pitchers on this Quakes team who finds himself below a 2.0 ERA. So Anderson Rojas gets ready to dig in. It looks like the home plate umpire Tatum Littleton is ready as well, and the first pitch on the way is going to be swung on and hit into left field. Returning backwards is Jorge Puerta. He's underneath that one to make the grab, and just like that, one pitch, one out for the Quakes defense. And the Rawhide will now bring up number 16, Reikelman Cabrera, to the plate. So 6:32 is the official start time here at Lone Mart Field. And here is Cabral stepping up to the plate for the Rawhide. Right-handed hurler here is Peyton Martin. His delivery on the way, and that one just misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So Peyton Martin's 11th start of the year. As we talked about some of his numbers. We talked about him on Rawhide Roundup if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Also Facebook as well. The ball misses in the dirt for ball two to Cabral. As he was our featured player from the Quakes when discussing Rawhide Roundup this week. Their player was Liam Norris, who recently got called up after the previous series against Inland Empire. Cabral watched that one go outside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. The Rawhide sporting their road grays today with the red trim along the pants with the red belt. The Rawhide logo across the chest in red. The 3-0 delivery on the way to Cabral, and that one just misses low for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk for Reikelman Cabral, and once again, he's on base for the seventh straight game. Cabral's been on this team for eight games, and in game number nine, he's reached now in seven of the nine games, and here comes a dangerous Christian Robinson to the plate. Robinson will dig in from the right side. The first right-hander we'll see for the Rawhide in this ballgame. Right on right matchup here. The first pitch of the at-bat on the way. The delivery from Martin goes in there for strike number one. Looked like a little bit of a check swing there for Christian Robinson. Unable to hold it back, and he finds himself behind in the count. No balls and a strike. So after four straight balls, Peyton Martin finds the top of the zone, goes for strike number one. No balls, one strike, one away with Cabral over at first base. Peyton Martin's delivery on the way. It's fastball. That one clips the outside corner for strike number two. And the count goes one ball and one strike. So meanwhile, for the Quakes, they're sporting their home white uniforms with the blue hats with the Q on the front of the hat. With the Quakes across the chest, very similar to the Los Angeles Dodgers home uniform. The pitch on the way, swung on and missed for Christian Robinson, and he sat down swinging for the second out of the inning. So here comes the catcher, Christian Serta, to the plate. He's now caught in three of the four games this series. He took last night off at the designated hitter spot. So good to see Serta behind the plate. He's done very good defensively all year long. David Martin will not be batting tonight. With two away, the first pitch on the way to Serta swung on and missed on a ball low for strike number one. Christian Serta is sporting some blue batting gloves today. A little different than what he's normally worn. It says it's a gift from the team. No balls and a strike, two away, working from the stretch since the second batter of the inning, and that one just misses inside for ball one. One ball and one strike to Serta. Kevin Conicello waits on deck, a guy who's batting very well in the month of June. A 1-1 pitch to the 234 hitting catcher. Peyton Martin will look over his shoulder. Kind of has a hesitation on his leg before he delivers. Cabral's in motion. This is a hit and a run here for the Rawhide, and this one's going to chop left of the third base line. Goes foul for strike two. And Christian Serna now behind in the count, 1-2 with two away. So let's look at Christian Serna's numbers. 234 average with 4 home runs, 25 RBIs. With OB percentage of a .389, which is top 10 in the California League. We'll see how concerned Cabral is over at first base. Peyton Martin takes a quick glance over at first base, being held on by Dayton Dooney. The 1-2 delivery on the way, swung on and missed for Christian Serna, and Peyton Martin faces 4 batters in the inning, and he strikes out 2. The Rawhide strand 1, and we go to the bottom of the first inning in Rancho. Score is 0-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. As we move to the bottom of the first inning, let's take a look at the starting batting order for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Leading things off at second base, number 13, Jose Izarra. He'll be followed up by the designated hitter, number 44, Jesus Galiz. Batting out of the number 3 spot, the center fielder, number 23, Kyle Nevin. At the cleanup spot, number 30, Luis Rodriguez. Batting 5, number 16, the shortstop, Rendon Cohn. He'll be followed by the left fielder, Jorge Puerta. Catching today, number 51, Simon Reed. And at the 8th spot, Dayton Dooney. And rounding things off is the third baseman, number 25, Kenneth Betancourt. The first pitch on the way from Jose Cabrera goes in there for a strike. And the count will go no balls and one strike for Jose Cabrera. Jose making his third start of his career against Rancho Cucamonga. The delivery on the way, and that one misses in the dirt for ball one. 1-1. So in his time facing Rancho, he is 1-0 with a .93 ERA. Jose Cabrera has gone his way whenever he's facing the Los Angeles Dodgers affiliate. And that one hits the back of Jose Izarra. Looks like it hit him up near the top of the helmet. So Jose Cabrera will unstrap his batting gloves, all the equipment that he has on his elbows, and he's going to jog on down to first base. Nothing intentional there for Jose Cabrera. Looked like he just lost control of the breaking ball. As a result, sails high and inside on Cabrera, on Izarra, And as a result, runner on first base, and it's a leadoff base runner for the Quakes. It's something they've done really well in this series, especially last night. Practically every inning that started, the Quakes had a runner on first base on just one batter. Now Jose Cabrera will work from the stretch, the delivery on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number one to the DH spot. Jesus Galiz will get his instructions over from the third base side where the manager, John Shoemaker, is housed. Cabrera will get ready for the pitch, looks over his shoulder, and he'll deal on the way. And it's a breaking ball that just misses outside for ball two, or ball one, 1-1. The off-speed pitches, as I mentioned during pregame, a sinker, slider, changeup. Just saw the slider right there, just missed high and outside. 1-1 for Galiz, a guy that we also see behind the plate. And now a pickoff attempt over at first base that forces Conicillo to rush off the bag in order to retrieve the ball from going out into the fans over at the first base side. Let's look at the Rawhide defense. Jose Cabrera is on the mound for the Rawhide. Catching for him is Christian Serna. We're going to talk about more of the infield in just a moment. The 1-1 delivery on the way, and that one sent into center field. Alvin Guzman's on a run, and he's going to dive and make the catch. What a play by Alvin Guzman. Throws it back over to first base, and it is a double play. It is an 8-3 DP and two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Alvin Guzman showing off of his speed out there in center field, making the rush and a diving effort there. And just like that, two outs, and we're going to the third batter, Kyle Nevin. Wow, what a play by Alvin Guzman. You look at the prospect handbooks, you look at all the notes on Guzman. They talk about his speed and the pop that he has on that bat, which he has been picking up on a lot lately. Guzman shows the speed out there in center field and lays out to keep this ball game at zero. Takes away the first hit of the ball game as well. And with two away, a slider misses outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. So Kyle Nevin will dig in from the right side. Batting 315, five home runs, 21 RBIs. And the delivery on the way from Cabrera. This one's a chopper. Gavin Conicello's underneath that one and makes the grab. So Jose Cabrera hits the first batter he sees, but he faces the minimum. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We are through one in Rancho. We are tied at zero. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball in Rancho Cucamonga, California for game four of the six-game series, where the Rancho Quakes are currently leading the series 2-1 thanks to a victory last night over the Rawhide 8-6. A little bit tighter of a game than what it looked like at the beginning. It looked like a pitcher's duel to start the day off, but the bats came alive, 24 combined hits, 12 apiece. And the Rawhide had a three-run seventh inning but just fell short last night. Conicello trying to hold back his swing, unable to hold back the check. And now he's behind in the count, no balls and one strike. Conicello's been hovering around the 200 range all season long, really. No, one delivery on the way. Goes outside for ball one, one ball and one strike. But Conicello, at the moment, he currently finds himself above 200 at 203. Back when he was in Visalia in the last home series, he was about 196. The 1-1 delivery on the way, fouled up and out of play for strike two, one ball and two strikes. So Conicello currently batting at 203, six home runs, 21 RBIs. Also a speedy guy with nine stolen bases, looking to be the second Rawhide batter with 10 stolen bags this year. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Shaking off the first pitch is Peyton Morton. He agrees to the second one, the delivery on the way, and this one swung on, hit to the right side of the infield. Scooped up by Dooney, he steps on first base himself, unassisted G3, and there's one away here in the top of the second inning. So here comes Alvin Guzman, who just made the really athletic play moments ago. And he'll bat from the right side. Guzman had the night off yesterday. Anderson Rojas found himself out in center field. Rojas now playing at second base today. Breaker clips the outside corner for strike number one. One ball and no balls and a strike. Alvin Guzman batting 236, six home runs, 29 RBIs. One of those home runs came in this series. Swing and a miss for Guzman on a slider way ahead of that one, and he's behind the count, no balls and two strikes. So So the home run came on Thursday night. It was game two of the series, and that was the one Rawhide win that the Rawhide have won this series. Rawhide winning that game with more than five runs. Is a 0-2 delivery on the way. That one's slicing out in right field. Retreating backwards is Luis Rodriguez. He's got his sunglasses on, facing the sun, and he makes a grab. Second out here of the inning. Alvin Guzman trying to go opposite field for that one. Unable to drop it in the gap. And as a result, it's going to be Johan Benitez stepping up to the plate. The number seven spot here in the Rawhide order. Johan Benitez bats from the left side. Got brought up to the Rawhide back about mid-June. Benitez will get ready for the pitch. The delivery on the way. Bunt sign shown. Pops it right back up to the pitcher's mound. Peyton Martin has it. He lost it for a second. Throw down to first. And that one's going to be a wild throw. Dayton Dooney unable to catch that one. It's going to be called a base hit. It was a high chopping bunt shown. Martin ran to it quickly. Looked pretty athletic getting off the mound. But on the transfer from the glove to the hand, he kind of fumbled it for a second. Might have thrown him off. Because then on the throw, really low. Dayton Dooney also having to extend that arm where Johan Benitez is running into. Kind of a difficult play there to retrieve by both the pitcher and the first baseman. As a result, the Rawhide have their second runner of the ball game, and the Rawhide have their first hit of the ball game. First pitch on the way to the shortstop, Jose Fernandez. That one's slicing into right field. That one's going to drop in the gap. Johan Benitez round second. He's going over to third. We'll see if D. Gardner sends him home. Benitez will hold up at third base, and it is a two-out double for Jose Fernandez. Back-to-back hits for the Rawhide, and as a result, that's a Roser Brothers first hit of the ball game. Since 2012, Roser Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass bottle milk, coffee creamers, and Super Supreme ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check rosabrothers.com, where to buy page, to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. So after two quick outs from Peyton Martin, that brings up Julio Querion to the plate, the former Rancho Quake. Bats from the right side. And we'll face off against Peyton Martin for the first time. Pitch misses outside. Benitez looked like he wanted to jump as the ball kind of bounced out of the glove of Reed. Able to retrieve that one quickly, and the ball bouncing out of the glove kind of reminded me of if any catchers try to catch tennis balls, a lot more bouncier than a baseball, and just kind of got out of the glove really quickly. Luckily, Reed keeps the ball in front of him, and the count goes 1-0. The pitch on the way misses high to Julio, and he's ahead in the count 2-0. Julio batting at the designated hitter spot, 277, 2 home runs, 9 RBIs on the season. Looking for RBI number 10 and give the Rawhide their first run of the ball game with 2 runners in scoring position. The pitch on the way, and carry on. Watch that one go high for 3, and he's ahead in the count. 3-0. This is just the second time in this ball game we've seen a 3-0 count for Peyton Martin. And the last time it was Rickelman Cabral, the man who got walked on 4 pitches. 3-0, 2-way. Pitch on the way, and that one clips the outside corner for a strike. 3-1 is the count. Last time Julio started in a game here at Lone Mart Field was on September 10th, 2022. Get ready for the pitch. 3-1, 2-away. The delivery on the way from the right-hander swung on and missed. A heavy hack there for Carrion. Unable to catch up to that one, and that's one of those pitches, if you're Martin, you throw it down the middle, see if he can catch up to it. Carrion can't. And he's, as a result, it's a full count and a big pitch early in the ball game. There is a base open over at first base, but you'd prefer not to go back to the top of the order where Anderson Rojas awaits on deck. 3-2, 2-away, working from the stretch. Martin will take his time. The payoff pitch on the way, and swung on a miss on an elevated fastball, and Peyton Martin sits down Julio Carrion, and the Rawhide strand 2. 2 hits, no runs, no errors, 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. We are tied at 0 from Lone Mart Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Headed to the bottom of the second inning, Jose Cabrera on mound once again, and leading things off for the Quakes is Luis Rodriguez. Rodriguez on the year batting 247, one home run, five RBIs, and that one home run this season came yesterday into right field. Just hit it over the Honda SoCal Honda dealer sign out in right field. The delivery on the way from Jose Cabrera, a heavy slider there, and way ahead of that one is Luis Rodriguez. The dimension about 330 in right field, the ball probably traveled about 340 and able to get out of the yard, clearing the wall by about 5 feet. Barely fell over. It was a three-run home run that gave the Quakes their first lead of the ballgame and never gave it back after that. A high pitch goes for ball one, one ball, two strikes. Luis Rodriguez trying to get back-to-back innings with a leadoff base runner for Rancho. Jose Cabrera looking for his first strikeout of the day. The slider, a check swing, and Rodriguez will foul that one off to the right side where the Rawhide are housed on the first base side. So Rawhide on first base. Meanwhile, the Quakes are over at third base. Didn't mention the hats that the Rawhide are wearing. They're sporting the red road hats with the circular R on the top, and a ball in the dirt blocked by Christian Serta. Count goes two balls and two strikes. Black bill for this Rawhide team. Meanwhile, for Rancho, the batting helmets are Dodger blue. A quick logo on the front. 2-2 delivery on the way. Misses inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Hard fastball there for Cabrera. Unable to find the strike zone. It's a full count here for Jose. Luis Rodriguez will stare down the right-hander. And Jose Cabrera will deal his first payoff pitch of the ball game. 3-2, chopper to the left side. Charging on in is Cabral. Makes a play. Athletic throw down to first base. Hanging onto the bag is Gavin Conicello, and he's able to retire the out. And there's one away here in the bottom of the frame. Ricamon Cabral had to show his speed on that one. Came charging on in and throws the ball across the diamond off of 1 foot. And just like that, one away. Just now realized didn't get through the entire defense, so Anderson Rojas over at second base, Jose Fernandez at short, and pitch misses inside for ball one, one ball, no strikes for Rendon Cohen. Fernandez at short, Cabral is over at third base. Out in left field is Christian Robinson, Alvin Guzman, who made the athletic play in center field. Johan Benitez is out in right. Luke Arreola is the DH for the Rawhide. The 1-0 delivery on the way, that one's popped straight up, throwing the hat off is Jose Cabrera, and instead Christian Serta will call him off. There's two away here in the inning. Not very often do you see the pitcher trying to call anybody off, but Jose Cabrera threw his hat off like he was a catcher, and he came charging on in, got underneath that ball, but both the catcher and the pitcher come in closely. Christian Serta calls him off, makes the grab, and here comes Jorge Puerta to the plate. Expect a little bit of a pitching duel here, especially for the first five innings. Two guys that can keep the batters off the base paths. Mentioned in the pregame, Jose Cabrera, four complete innings is the fewest innings he's thrown this season. The first pitch on the way to Jorge Puerta, lifted high into left field. Retreating backwards quite a bit is Jose Fernandez, calling off as Christian Robinson to left field. Underneath that one to make the grab, and Jose Cabrera retires aside in order. So after two complete innings, we are still knotted up at zero. We go to the third inning, where it is the Rawhide and the Quakes in game four here at Lone Mark Field. Listen to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com.
Yeah.
headed to the third inning between the Rawhide and the Quakes in Rancho Cucamonga, California. And we head back to the top of the order for Visalia. The Rawhide are out, hitting the Quakes currently 2-0. And starting the third inning will be Peyton Martin. So Martin will get ready. Anderson Rojas will get ready as well. Rawhide looking for their third win of the second half, currently 2-4. Meanwhile, the Quakes are currently 5-1 in the second half. The pitch on the way. This one's a chopper to the right side. Scooped up quickly by Dayton Dooney. Tosses it over to the pitcher, Peyton Martin. And just like that, one pitch, one out. So Anderson Rojas has batted twice in this ballgame. He's seen two pitches, and he's been sat down on two pitches. The first pitch of the ballgame, he sends it out into left field, and then this time the first pitch he saw is an inside pitch, sends it to the right side of the infield. Dooney was easily able to retrieve that one, toss it over to his pitcher. Now it's going to be Ricoman Cabral, a very dangerous batter since being assigned to the Rawhide. Got put on this team on June 21st in his first game, or playing out in Inland Empire. No balls and a strike, one away. Currently batting 375, which is the highest average on the Rawhide. Sends this one to the right side of the infield. Back-to-back hits hit to Dooney, and this time he'll take care of it himself. And two outs here for Visalia in the third inning. Christian Robinson will get ready to do battle with Peyton Martin. Two singles yesterday. He was one of three Rawhide batters with a multi-hit game. Takes an inside pitch there for strike number one. And Robinson's behind the count 0-1. Robinson bats from the right side. Center fielder Kyle Nevins about five steps to the right. And takes that one to the outside corner for strike number two behind the count. Two good pitches there for Martin. And just one pitch away from recording his fourth strikeout of the game. Has had a strikeout in the first two innings. The delivery on the way from Martin, and that one is spiked into the dirt. Blocking that one is Simon Reed. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. So 11th start of the year for Martin in 13 appearances. He has pitched twice against the Rawhide already. And he does not have a decision in those two games. That one's fouled backwards. A 3.0 ERA against Visalia. Martin was a 17th round selection by the Dodgers in 2022 out of West Forsyth High School in Clemens, North Carolina. A product over the East Coast. A swinging bunt here for Robinson. That one rolls left of the third base line. And Christian will have a chance to see another pitch. Robinson will get ready from the right side. On deck is Christian Serta. So the two Christians batting back-to-back as they often do. The 1-2 delivery on the way from Peyton Martin misses outside for a ball. The count goes to two balls and two strikes. The bottom of the third inning, we're going to get you started with the California League schedule, and we'll update you the scores in the bottom of the sixth inning as well, as we usually do, bottom of the fifth usually. 2-2 delivery on the way, just missed outside for ball three. Peyton Martin kind of did a little of a hop, skip, and a step as he was ready to go back over to the Quakes dugout. And instead, the count goes to three balls, two strikes, and it's the third payoff pitch of the ball game for Martin. The right-hander will get his directions from Simon Reed. The payoff pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Elevated fastball. That is the second strikeout he has sat down a Rawhide batter. And for the top of the third inning, the Rawhide go down in order. We go to the bottom of the frame, still tied up at zero. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com.
Using anything but their hands.
Reed, Dooney, and Betancourt to begin the bottom of the third inning. Jose Cabrera has faced the minimum so far in this ballgame, six up, six down. He did hit the first batter of the ballgame, but since then, nobody has gotten on base here for the Quakes. The first pitch on the way, that one's fouled backwards, and that one goes off of the leg of Christian Serta. Looked a little slow to get up, but he seems to be all right. And as a result, the count is no balls and one strike. Simon Reed batting from the left side, batting 133. Pitch on the way, and that one's sent right up the middle and caught by Jose Fernandez. Extending out all the way in the grass in center field. And two athletic plays in this ball game, one from the shortstop and one from the center fielder. And the Rawhide are showing their athleticism here at Lone Mart Field. The Quakes thought they had their first hit of the ball game, thought so as well. Jose Fernandez covering a lot of ground at the edge of the dirt on the third, on the shortstop side. And one down here as Dayton Dooney will step up to the plate. The first baseman will watch a slider go in there for a strike. 0-1 is the count. That was a electric play, the Rawhide electric play. The game is brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with honest and fair price that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. The second pitch of the at-bat clips the outside corner for strike two. Dayton Dooney will use his batter's timeout, step out of the batter's box, and get ready to go once again. Defense playing straight up against the first baseman. Facing Cabrera for the first time tonight. The 0-2 delivery on the way. Breaking ball just misses high for ball one. One ball, two strikes, one away. Kenneth Betancourt will await on deck. A guy who is very good to turn over the order to go back to the top. And Rancho looking for their first hit here in the bottom of the third inning. The 1-2 delivery on the way. Chopper right up the middle. We'll see who calls it off. It's going to be Anderson Rojas off of 1 foot. Throw down to first in time. What a play there by Rojas. Two difficult plays by the defense. And two good plays by the middle infielder. Used to seeing Anderson Rojas either in center field or left field. Moved him over to second base today. And he looks like a natural short second baseman on that play. Throws it off of 1 foot. And now stepping up to the plate will be Kenneth Betancourt for the first time today. Watches a pitch go inside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Jose Cabrera will stare down the third baseman for Rancho. The delivery on the way. Swung on and hit into deep right field. Retreating backwards is Johan Benitez. He's not going to be able to get to that one. That one's going to drop at the warning track. Betancourt rounding first is going to advance over to second base. And it's the first hit of the ball game for Rancho. It's a two-out double for Kenneth Betancourt. Just talked about a guy that you want to turn over your order. It's Kenneth Betancourt batting 298 at that bottom of the order. And just like that, it goes back to Jose Azara, a guy with a lot of pop as well. So here is Jose Azara at the plate. And giving a little bit of energy back into this Rancho crowd on this Saturday night. Pretty nice showing here in Southern California. The first pitch on the way goes in there for strike one. One ball, no balls, and a strike. Jose Azara bats from the right side. It's a right-on-right matchup. Cabrera will glance over at second base. Nobody holding on the third baseman, Kenneth Betancourt. And that one misses the outside corner for a ball. One ball and one strike. So Jose Azar batting for the second time today. Was the first batter of the ball game, and he was hit by a pitch up near the, basically the base of the helmet, down where the neck is. The 1-1 delivery on the way, and Jose Azar is going to be hit once again. This time he turns his shoulder. He gets hit up in the shoulder blade. Jose Azar a little frustrated here. Throws the bat on the ground and now throws down his protective padding onto the grass here at Lone Mart Field. More frustrated than in pain. And now the Quakes manager, John Shoemaker, making his way over to Jose Azara and having a quick word with him as well. And now the athletic trainer, Akinora Maida, will come out and have a word. Now, Jose Azara has finally had enough to say to his supporting staff, and he's going to jog on over to first base. More of a walk than a jog. As there's kind of a stoppage in play, let's get started in the California League. Modesto's at San Jose. That game got started 30 minutes before us. They've currently been in action for about an hour now. I'll give you the score down there in the bottom of the fifth inning, as usual. And the first pitch of the at-bat on the way to Jesus Galiz, and that one's going to sneak on through. Anderson Rojas is going to pick that one up, throw it out of first in time. And the Quakes are going to strand two runners. One hit, no runs, no errors, two runners left on base, and we are still knotted up at zero through three complete innings. We head to the fourth inning where the Rawhide get ready to bat. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Back in Rancho Cucamonga, where the Rawhide and the Quakes are currently tied up at zeros. Headed into the top of the fourth inning, a new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho Cucamonga. It is Chris Campos relieving the duties for Peyton Martin. So Martin goes three complete innings before the first pitching change of the ballgame. Leading things off for the Rawhide is Christian Serta. We'll give you the numbers for Martin after this pitch. And first pitch swinging. That one's carrying out into right field. And this one's going to stay in the yard at the warning track. Making the grab is Luis Rodriguez. Had to fully extend to make the grab. The ball definitely is not carrying deep tonight. It sounded good off the bat, but stays in the ballpark. And as a result, Serta is set down for the first out of the night. So as just mentioned, Martin goes three complete innings, gave up two hits, no runs, no earned, with that one walk and four strikeouts, dropping his ERA to 1.51 on the season. Flips the outside black for strike one, no balls and a strike. So this pitching change is presented by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. So Conicello called for strike number two, not agreeing with the call from home plate umpire Tatum Littleton. Conicello will get ready to dig in once again. Back-to-back strikes here from Campos. Three pitches, three strikes, swung on a miss on a ball in the dirt for Conicello, and he sat down for the second time today. So that's now five strikeouts for Quakes pitching to begin this ballgame. And here comes Alvin Guzman to the plate. Guzman 3-for-7 here in the series. Played in the first two games, got last night off. Bunt sign shown, and he's going to foul that one off himself. The ball bounced before hitting him back in the chest, and now the count goes no balls and a strike. Guzman batting at the number six spot. Known for his speed and pop. Some of that pop is starting to come around. Four home runs in the month of June. And he fouls that one back out of play for strike two. So Guzman did not hit a home run in the month of May. And then four of those led this Rawhide team in the month of June. As he gets ready to dig in. And ended June pretty well. In his last game hitting that home run. See if he can get one to begin the month of July, and he hits a hard hit shot to the left side. Scooped up as Kenneth Betancourt throws across the diamond, and for back-to-back innings, the Rawhide go down in order. We head to the bottom of the third inning, tied at zero. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. We're back in Rancho. Let's keep going in the California League, where we stopped in the bottom of the third inning. So San Jose and Modesto, that game got started 30 minutes before us, but we're about the same part of the ball game, bottom of the fourth, between both of these teams. Modesto currently leads 8-4, but San Jose threatening to score with runners on second and third. Shaden Peavyhouse, the strikeout king of the California League, entered today with 73 strikeouts on top. In California, he's facing off against Medina, who's 3-4. Moving over to Lake Elsinore, that game got started 15 minutes before us. Albright, who has a record of 6-3, got the start. He's a guy with the second best ERA in the California League with a 3.49. As we talk about Lake Elsinore, they're currently on top big against the 66ers, 7-0. That game's currently in the middle of the fourth. And then going over to Stockton, we travel far up north in the California League between Fresno and Stockton. That game got started about 10 minutes ago. They're currently on top of the first inning where the Grizzlies lead over the Ports 1-0. Breaking ball to begin the inning from Jose Cabrera. Clips the outside corner for strike number one. Starting pitcher for the Grizzlies in that game is Vargas. That fifth best ERA with a 4.17, facing off against Gonzalez with a 3-4 record. Appeal over to second base or over to first base, where Kyle Nevin's second pitch of the at bat is called ball one. One ball, one strike here to Kyle Nevin, the Quakes center fielder. Tried to hold back his swing, goes around on that one, and called for strike number two. One ball and two strikes. Nevin will get ready to dig in once again. Son of Anaheim Angels manager. And speaking of the Angels, they're at the Diamondbacks this weekend. That one sent into right field, retreating backwards is Johan Benitez. And he's going to make the grab about 5 feet in front of the warning track to make the grab. We're talking about the Diamondbacks. Angels, Diamondbacks just getting started. That game's currently in the bottom of the first inning. And Jose Cabrera retiring the first batter he sees. Staying on the topic of Diamondbacks baseball, Corbin Carroll was named an all-star starter earlier this week in his first all-star game. They'll be playing out in outfield for upcoming all-star break about 2 weeks away. So no balls in a strike for Luis Rodriguez, the next batter here for the Quakes. Jose Cabrera with the delivery on the way, and that one's a fastball going down the middle of the plate. Scooped up by Jose Fernandez at shortstop. Throw down a first in time. And sitting down back-to-back, he batters here, and that's going to bring up the batter of Randon Cole to the plate. So Randon Cole comes up to bat after he popped out to Christian Serna last at-bat. Fans getting involved here in the ballgame, and this one back-to-back. Back-to-back pitches go to the left side of the infield. Scooped up by Fernandez, and it is three up, three down for the Quakes as well. We've got a pitching duel in Rancho. We are through four complete innings, and we are knotted up at the double bagel. 0-0, we head to the fifth inning between the Quakes and the Rawhide. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Here comes the Orlando, Tim's man, Dash, here on his, look at him go. Reaching the halfway point of this ballgame, top of the fifth inning, where Johan Benitez will lead things off for Visalia, followed off by Jose Fernandez and Julio Carrion. 7-8-9 coming up for Visalia. They're all looking for their third base hit of the ballgame. Two of those came in the second inning from this guy right here, Johan Benitez, followed by Jose Fernandez. So the Rawhide right fielder will get ready to dig in from the left side. He'll be facing off against Campos to begin this fifth inning. The first pitch of the inning on the way. Swung on. It's a swinging bunt that goes right of the first base line and goes foul. So no balls and a strike here for Johan Benitez. Campos will retrieve a new baseball and make his way back to the pitcher's mound. Take his time getting ready, and we'll get ready for the pitch as well. The 0-1 delivery on the way, and that one will miss outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Trying to frame it there was Simon Reed. Just missed outside. And as a result, the count will go one ball and one strike. The delivery on the way to Benitez, and that one's on a line. That one's going to drop out in right center field, and that one's going to go near the warning track. It's going to be cut off by Luis Rodriguez. Johan Benitez will jog on into second base. And that is back-to-back base hits for Johan Benitez. He's got a double and a single to begin his ball game. And for the second time today, the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position. And that's going to bring up Jose Fernandez, who had his first hit since June 24th. Four games ago, that was Saturday at Inland Empire. So it had been a little bit of a drought for Jose, but he found a way to put the ball in play earlier, and now he shows a bunt, pulls it backwards, and goes for a strike. No balls and a strike. Jose sporting with the pants above the knees here today. He's got the bright red socks, bright red bat, and bright red gloves to go along with Rawhide Red. Slider misses outside for a ball, and the count goes to one ball and one strike here to Jose. Jose will get ready for the next pitch. Carrion awaits on deck. Looking back over at second base is Campos, but he'll be ready for the upcoming pitch. Chris working from the stretch. The delivery on the way, and that one's fouled up and out of play. One ball and two strikes. So Jose Fernandez has not had a multi-hit game since June 15th. As that was a series back at home against Modesto, so without a multi-hit game in this road trip, and he's going to send that one to the right side of the infield. Charging on in is Izara. He'll kind of lob that one over to first base, and Jose Fernandez is set down for the first out of the inning, but the Rawhide have a run 90 feet away. So Julio Carrion will step up to the plate, batting from the right side. Returns to Visalia from Hillsboro. Didn't get to see him in the last series against Modesto, as he had a chance to go up to the high A affiliate of the Diamondbacks. Watch the first pitch go in there for strike number one, no balls and a strike. During the time in Hillsboro, Julio was hitting 3-for-17, did have two RBIs in that time. Infield playing in against Carrion, and he tries to send that one opposite field into right, but instead it's going to be fouled up and out of play. And the count goes no balls and two strikes. Just trying to put the ball into outfield. A ball on the ground would most likely be a force out over at first base and hold Benitez at third. Julio will get ready for the upcoming pitch. 4 seconds on the pitch clock, and Carrion will lift that one high into the Rancho Knight, and it's going to be up and out of play. And it bounces into the bleachers above the Quakes dugout. Into the second bowl here at Lone Mart Field. And Alec Allen will go no balls and two strikes. Chris Campos will grab a new baseball, readjust his grip on it, and he'll steer down his catcher, Simon Reed. 0-2, one away. The delivery on the way from the stretch, and that one just misses outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Rawhide looking to dent the scoreboard for the first time tonight. The Rawhide have had a runner at third base once in this ball game, and it was the only It was one of three base runners Araujo had left on base in this ballgame. That one's on a line. Just misses the head of Johan Benitez, who's running over there at third base. And the ball roll all the way out into outfield, where it's going to be a member of the bullpen retrieving the ball. And we're ready to resume play once again. So the at-bat kind of starting to extend here for Carrion. This would be pitch number six of the at-bat. Still one ball, two strike count. Campos will deal once again, and that one clips the outside corner. Strike three called. Chris Campos sits down his second batter of the ballgame, and that is now the sixth strikeout of the ballgame for Quakes pitching. So that's going to bring up the left-hander Anderson Rojas to the plate. Time called here by the first base umpire, David Sabal. He was behind home plate yesterday calling balls and strikes. Anderson Rojas will get ready for the upcoming pitch. The delivery on the way. And that one clips the inside corner for strike number one. Really nice crowd here on this Saturday night, with a fireworks show coming up after the ball game. On this about 96-degree night, swung on and missed for Rojas. He's behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Speaking of fireworks, July 4th, Rawhide will return home for the America's Birthday Celebration presented by Budweiser, Bud Light, and Bueno Beverage Company. This one's hit to the right side of the infield. Scooped up by the second baseman, Jose Azar. Throw down to first in time, and the Rawhide are going to strand a runner. One hit, no runs, no errors. That runner is left at third, and it is tied at zero as we head to the halfway point of the bottom of the fifth. We're going to keep talking about this 4th of July celebration. So it's the firework extravaganza presented by Compotex, City of Tulare, and the Visalia Chamber of Commerce. The biggest game of the year. You make sure to buy tickets now at rawhidebaseball.com. Don't want to miss that game. It's going to be lots of fun. And continue on with the America's Birthday celebrations. Typical Wednesdays as usual. Bratz Beers and Bringo presented by the City of Visalia. And moving out to Thursday, make sure to wear your red, white, and blue. Thanks to Party City, $5 grandstand tickets. And then the big one on Friday, the Desert Camo Jersey giveaway, similar to what the Rawhide wear on those Saturday nights. That camo print, you'll get a chance to catch one of those on Friday. Jordan Lawler bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, and Poppy giveaway for Tippers Kids Club members on Sunday. So full list of activities going on at Valley Strong Ballpark next week. Speaking of Jordan Lawler bobblehead giveaway, Jordan Lawler is going to the Futures game along with Ryan Bliss, the former Visalia Rawhide member currently playing out in AA in the Texas League for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. So congratulations to Jordan on the selection out there. So the Diamondbacks organization getting the representation out there in Seattle in 2 weeks' time. Talked about Corbin Carroll. As we head to the bottom of the sixth inning now. The sixth inning, or bottom of the fifth, ready to go. It's going to be Jorge Puerta, Simon Reed, and Dayton Dooney. 6, 7, and 8 coming up for Rancho. And Jose Cabrera will stare down the first foe of the inning. The delivery on the way to Puerta. Breaking ball just misses inside for ball one. And just like how it's been all season long, Jose Cabrera goes past the four-inning mark and has made it into the fifth inning. The second pitch of the at-bat on the way, breaking ball misses inside of Puerta's head, and the count is now 2 balls and 0 strikes. Last outing for Jose Cabrera was on June 23rd at Inland Empire. He received the win on that occasion. I'll give you more numbers on that game in just a moment. Breaking ball misses inside for ball three. 3 balls and 0 strikes. Nobody up in the Rawhide pen at the moment. In that ball game, 4 hits given up by Cabrera, but no runs allowed. Pitch number 4 of the at-bat goes inside for ball 4. 4-pitch walk, and Jose Cabrera kind of trying to brush up the pitcher's mound. It looks like his landing foot is landing a little odd and trying to readjust the mound there. Pretty far off of where the rubber is for Cabrera. It just shows how long of his stride is leaving the mound. And that's going to bring up the left-handed hitting Simon Reed to the plate. Right on left matchup, the delivery on the way. Fastball clips the inside corner for strike one. No balls and a strike goes the count. Jose Cabrera still looking for his first strikeout of the game. Last time he faced off against Rancho was back home at Valley Strong. The second pitch of the at-bat, that one's going to be fouled up and out of play, and the count goes no balls and two strikes. So speaking of that May 16th performance, Jose Cabrera threw nine strikeouts, which was a career high. Eight batters was a strikeout in that game, a career high for him on that day. So no balls, two strikes, no outs. Get ready for the pitch. Takes a quick glance over at first base. No action really going on. Conicella holding on at first base. Swung on and misses Simon Reed. And that's first strikeout of the ball game for Jose Cabrera. The strikeout is brought to you by The Mill, located in downtown Visalia. Weekly specials, including family nights on Thursdays. The Mill, in crust we trust. So one out from the right-handed hurler. And that's going to bring up Dayton Dooney to the plate. The first pitch will have to halt. Jose Cabrera doesn't like what's going on over at first base. A quick toss over to there to first base to Gavin Conticello. Still awaiting the first pitch of the at-bat. Right on right matchup. Dooney will await the first pitch, and it's fastball that goes right into the glove of Christian Serta for strike number one. All zeros on the board here as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rawhide three hits compared to the Quakes one. That one hit came in the form of Kenneth Betancourt, who waits on deck. Swing on missing for Dayton Dooney. It's a slider outside corner of the zone. Strike two, and Dooney's going to call for time. He uses his solo batter's timeout. We get ready to dig in once again. The 21-year-old right-hander. Glances over at first base once again. We'll see if they put Puerta in motion. The delivery on the way, hit right up the middle. It's going to meg. Jose Cabrera stepping on second is Anderson Rojas. Throw down to first in time. What a play. Jose Cabrera probably thinking he's glad he didn't get a hand on that one. And the ball landed perfectly in the glove of Rojas. His running path ran right over second base off of 1 foot once again. And he's looking really good at second base tonight. Once again, Jose Cabrera faces the minimum in the fifth inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the sixth with the Rawhide and the Quakes tied at zero in game four of the sixth game series. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Headed to the top of the sixth inning in Rancho. Rickman Cabral will lead things off here for the Rawhide. And one of these two teams are bound to break in the scoreboard here eventually. And we'll see if Cabral can do it first. 5 for 13 here in the series, batting .385 in the series. Second highest average this week. And the first pitch he sees, and that one is on a line. And that one goes foul. It went .330. It bounced off of a pole out in right field, just behind the Rawhide bullpen. And just like that, the count goes no balls and strikes, and that's probably the hardest hit ball we've seen all game long. Second pitch of the at-bat goes inside for a ball, one ball, one strike. Rickman Cabral currently on a six-game hitting streak, but that is at risk at the moment. However, his on-base streak stays alive with seven. And Cabral's going to send that one into right field. It's dropping, and that one is diving. Unable to retrieve the grab as Luis Rodriguez. Rounding first, going over to second is Cabral. And now slow to get up is Luis Rodriguez out in right field. And it looks like they're going to need some help from athletic trainer here. Hopefully Rodriguez is all right. He laid out to make the grab, but unable to haul that one in. And Rodriguez is still slow to get up out there in right field. And now his counterpart, Kyle Nevin, out there in center field is going to go in and check in on him. So as we have a stoppage in play, let's update you on the California League scoreboard. Our game's currently in the top of the sixth inning with the Rawhide and Quakes tied at zero. We move over to San Jose in the California North, where Modesto has taken a 11-7 lead over San Jose. San Jose tried to answer back after they were trailing 6-0 entering the bottom of the second inning. But the Giants scored four runs, but Modesto scored a two and then a three-piece in both the fourth and the fifth inning. So interesting things going on there for the Cal North champions. Meanwhile, we travel west of here for Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire. Bottom of the fifth inning where the Storm lead over the 66ers 8-0. And then finally in the bottom of the second inning, the Stockton Ports trail against the Fresno Grizzlies 3-0. That game started about 30 minutes after us. And as a result, that game is currently in the early stages of action. So Luis Rodriguez finally up on his feet. Glad to see him out there in right field. Hopefully he's doing all right. Looking at the upcoming schedules for these two teams, for the Rancho Quakes, they'll be right here at home until Monday night before traveling on the road to Inland Empire. That is July 4th through the 9th, so the Quakes will be on the road for 4th of July. Meanwhile, for the Rawhide, they will wrap up this series on Monday night before traveling home, and then the next day, 4th of July, as Rawhide hosts the San Diego Padres affiliate Lake Elsinore Storm. So those are the schedules for these two teams. Everything is doing all right now, and here comes Christian Robinson to the plate. Robinson, the right-handed hitter, right-handed hitting left fielder, will get ready to go. The delivery on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number one. So Cabral standing over at second base. No outs here for the Rawhide. And Visalia, maybe third time's a charm. Third time today, the Rawhide have had a runner in scoring position. The pitch on the way, and that one misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes here for Chris Campos. Campos in his third inning of work. He's pitched two complete innings with two strikeouts. That was pitch number 26, 21 strikes in total. 2-0 count for Robinson. Currently it's 0-2 on the day, and he's going to send that one into right field. This one's dropping quickly, and that one's going to drop in front of Rodriguez. Stretching over to third base is Cabral, and the Rawhide have runners on the corners. Back-to-back hits for Visalia. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Christian Serta, to the plate. So Serta, who is 1-for-10 in the series, 0-for-4 yesterday, including two strikeouts, has a chance for RBI number 26 of the year with Ricamon Cabral over at third base. A minor lead over there. We'll see how the Quakes want to play this one. He could force a double play right here and let Cabral come on walking in, or maybe you try to get Cabral out at home plate. It's not going to be a force out, so the tag would have to be applied by Simon Reed. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Robinson over at first base, and now the throw over to first base. A quick tag applied by Dayton Dooney, safely getting on in there just underneath the tag. And the first disengagement here for Campos in the at-bat. Campos working from the stretch, the most traffic either team has seen today. And Robinson's in motion, and he's going to steal second base. Christian Robinson, who leads the team in stolen bases in the month of June, turns the calendar in the month of July, steals the base, and the Rawhide have two runners in scoring position. Nice aggression here by the Rawhide. The Rawhide tried to be aggressive last night in the top of the ninth inning. And Anderson Rojas was gunned down on a really nice throw by the center fielder Kyle Nevin. The Rawhide keep the aggression today, and this time it pays off. And now it's going to be task for Christian Serta to do something about it. Serta batting from the right side, looking for his second hit of the series. A 2-0 delivery on the way from Campos, and that one goes right up the middle. Base hit! Christian Serta is going to bring home a run. It's RBI for Serta's second hit of the series, and the Rawhide have taken the first lead of the night. It's 1-0 for the Hide. Three straight hits for Visalia, and that is going to bring up the first baseman, Gavin Contasillo, to the plate. So Contasillo, the leading home run man for the Rawhide, six to be exact. Five of those came in June. The pitch on the way goes low for ball one, 1-0. And currently standing over at third base is Robinson. Serta's not a threat to steal over at first base. So a double play could clear the bases. And Serta will slide, dive back on over to first base as Campos steps off and throws to first. Can never be too careful here. Don't want to allow two more runners in scoring position. Rawhide has scored the first run of the ballgame here in the sixth inning. And Contasillo watched that one clip the outside corner for strike number one. Contasillo entered the day batting 203. 0-for-2 has dropped into 202. Mentioned at the start of the broadcast, this is a guy who's been hovering around 200 basically all season long. And that one just misses inside for ball two. Could have gone either way. Tatum Littleton gives him the benefit of the doubt, and the count drops to 2-1. Conicello's feet are towards the back of the batter's box. 2-1, no outs. Campos with the delivery. Taking a long pause here. 2 seconds left on the pitch clock. Contasillo's going to rip that one into center field. And that one is at the wall. It's going to bounce off. Kyle Nevin collides with the wall. Jogging on home. Here comes Christian Robinson. Serta's going to hold up at third base. And now Nevin is slow to get up in center field. A hard collision with the center field wall. The dimensions are 401 to straightaway center. And Contasillo gave it a ride. What a shot by Gavin. And the Rawhide have now taken a 2-0 lead here in the top of the sixth inning. Four straight hits to begin the sixth inning for Visalia. So now it's going to be a mound visit here for the Rancho Quakes. Pitching coach Sean Coyne making his way out to the mound. And as a result, that is a Sean team mound visit. The Sean team, full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. So the Quakes have a pitcher up in the pen as we speak. But at the moment, it is going to be the responsibility of Campos to find a way to get out of this inning. So now four batters have come up to the plate for the Rawhide, and all four have hit. It started off on a leadoff double from Rickelman Cabral, who came in to score. Christian Robinson has come in to score as well. So two runs here for the Rawhide. Christian Serta is currently over at third base. And the Rawhide have two runners in scoring position off of a no-out double from Gavin Contasillo. Alvin Guzman, six home runs on the year, 29 RBIs, could make it 30 in just a moment. The delivery on the way from Campos, and Guzman will foul that one off to the Quakes dugout. And the count will now go no balls and two strikes. Quickly following behind in the count is Alvin Guzman. Conicillo's double was a team-leading 13th. Guzman rips that one into center field. This one's going to be a sac fly. This one should easily score Serta. And Conicello's going to run on over to third base. A sac fly there for Alvin Guzman. And the Rawhide have now scored three runs. They lead 3-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. So Serta comes in to score. And that's going to bring up Johan Benitez to the plate. The only batter in this ball game with a multi-hit ball game. And now the athletic trainer, Akinora Maeda, will have to make his way back out to center field. As it looks like Kyle Nevin's a little slow out there in center field. Not to mention he had a pretty hefty collision just a couple minutes ago when Gavin Conicello was set to drive to center field. As the discussion will continue, it looks like they're checking out the elbow out there in center field. Well, hopefully he's doing all right. So the Rawhide have scored three runs here in the top of the sixth inning. They currently lead 3-0 thanks to seven hits compared to the Quakes, one. And Jose Cabrera has been the man with the plan here tonight. Five complete innings, one hit, and no runs. And unlike usual, Jose Cabrera only one strikeout in this ballgame, letting his defense do the work. And now it looks like the end of the day for Kyle Nevin as he's going to make his way in. Something must have bothered him here after that collision. And now a substitution here for the Rancho Quakes. So making the way out to center field will be number 50, Josue DePaula. DePaula did play in last night's game. In fact, DePaula played out in right field, so he'll get the shift over to center. And Kyle Nevin's day comes to a halt. Chris Campos still out there on the mound. Johan Benitez will get ready to dig in from the left side with a single in the second and a double back in the fifth. Maybe go for a triple here. Two hits time of the cycle. It'd be a fun artifact to watch if Benitez could find a way to reach that point. So everything looks like it will clear up. And we're ready to go in just a couple moments here. Joe Gonzalez here filling in for Joe Guerin here on this Saturday night here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Game four of the six-game series between the Rawhide and the Quakes. Quakes defeated the Rawhide last night at a score of 8-6. Rawhide won Thursday night's outing to split the series, and the Rawhide trying to tie it up once again and make it 2-2. First pitch of the at-bat to Johan Benitez, fouled up and out of play for strike number one. 0-1 goes the count. Calendar has finally flipped to the month of July, halfway through the minor league baseball season. 0-1 away, the pitch on the way, and that one clips the outside corner once again for strike two. And Benitez is behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Conicello at third base, the only runner left after the Rawhide have had two runners on base for practically the entire inning. And Benitez will lift that one up and out of play. It goes to about the fifth row here at Lone Mart Field. Benitez will get ready to dig in once again. Bottom of the sixth inning, we will give you the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. And I already had a chance to talk about some of the Diamondbacks already. Benitez swung on and missed, and that's going to be a strikeout for the second out of the inning. So back-to-back outs here from Campos, trying to limit the bleeding here, and it's going to be Jose Fernandez stepping up to the plate. Now the manager, John Shoemaker, is going to make his way out to the mound, so Chris Campos' night will come to a conclusion. So when we come back, we will have the pitching change. The Rawhide have broken things open first. They currently lead 3-0 here in the top of the sixth inning in Rancho Cucamonga. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. 2-2 here in the sixth inning, where the Rawhide lead over the Quakes 3-0. The Rawhide have seven hits in the ballgame compared to the Quakes one, and a pitching change. It's a ResCom pitching change. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. So the end of Chris Campos' day goes, two innings. And he gave up the three runs that are currently up on the board. And meanwhile, the new pitcher in the ballgame here for the Quakes is going to be Castro, the right-handed hurler. Will be facing off against Jose Cabrera for his first batter of the ballgame. First pitch on the way. That one clips the outside corner for strike number one. Looked a little bit outside, but it's going to be called a strike. So Fran Castro, right-handed hurler, 6'1", 175, an international signee back in 2019 from Sabana de la Mar, Dominican Republic. Upcoming pitch on the way. That one misses outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. This is Fran Castro's 11th appearance of the year. He's only pitched 14 innings. And the ratio from strikeouts to balls, 13 strikeouts, 10 walks. 1-1 delivery on the way, and that one's going to be outside. It's going to be blocked in the dirt. Nice block there by Simon Reed. Conicello kind of hesitated, decided to hold back over there at third base. And a crucial block there from Reed. Keep it this game at three runs. Two balls, one strike, two away. Jose Fernandez will get ready for the upcoming pitch and a nice hitter's count. One hit in the ball game. He hadn't had a hit in four games. And then he gets one here tonight. The 2-1 delivery on the way. Swings on a fastball inside. Tried to pull that one out of left field. And instead he's behind the count. Two balls and two strikes. Jose Fernandez, however, just about 2 weeks ago, a guy you couldn't keep off the base paths. I mean, he was in every ball against Modesto and San Jose. The 2-0-2 delivery on the way goes inside for ball three at the belt. Three balls and two strikes. Jose Fernandez during that time, I believe it was somewhere in the 380s is where Fernandez was. And just hitting some hard balls right now, just falling in the glove of the fielders at the moment. The payoff pitch on the way. Fernandez has a good eye there, watches it go outside for ball four. And that is going to be a two-out walk, and it will bring up number 15, Julio Carrion, to the plate. So the former Quake steps up to the plate, 0-2 on the day. Struck out looking back in the fifth inning, but looking to give the Rawhide some more insurance. 3-0 is the score here in Rancho Cucamonga. The delivery on the way and trying to hold back the swing. We'll see if Carrion got it. He did. One ball, no strikes. Batter number 8 for the Rawhide here in this inning. A minor lead over there at first base for Jose Fernandez. He's a speedy guy. Hasn't stolen a whole lot of bags this year. As that one goes outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Talking about Jose Fernandez. Mentioned hasn't stolen many bags. He hasn't stolen a single bag this year. But can he do it right here? The 2-0 delivery on the way. That one's in the dirt. Blocked by Reed. And the count goes three balls and no strikes. Excuse me, two balls and a strike. The first base umpire saying that Julio Carrion goes around. That's David Sabol, who called the balls and strikes yesterday. And just like that, now Carrion 2-1 goes the count. Looking over at home plate, the delivery on the way. Fernandez is in motion, and he's gonna jog on over to second base. An easy stolen bag there for Jose Fernandez. So runners in scoring position, three balls and one strike for Julio. We'll see how Carrion kind of approaches this at bat right here. Fernandez not being held on, neither is Conticello. 3-1, swinging and missing, and the count goes 3-2. So falling in behind the count, 3-2. And it's going to be a payoff pitch here, and most likely you will see the runners in motion with two away. Conicello about a quarter down the third baseline. The payoff pitch on the way goes inside ball four. And Carrion's going to walk on over to first base. And the bases will be loaded for the first time today. So batter number 9 of the inning, and it's Anderson Rojas. Talked about in pregame, this guy was electric yesterday. He couldn't seem to keep him off the base paths. He was 4 for 5 yesterday, including 4 extra base hits, 2 doubles, 2 triples. Bases loaded, the first pitch of the at-bat on the way, and a heavy hack there for Anderson Rojas. And the count goes no balls and a strike. Rojas will get ready for the pitch. He got Conicello at third. Fernandez at second, Carrion at first. The second pitch of the at-bat, missed a little bit high, ball one. One is the count here. Bases loaded, can't afford to give up a free pass right here. The Rawhide are a run away from making it 4-0. Upcoming pitch all the way from Castro. The delivery swung and fouled backwards. And the count goes 1-2. Frank Castro looking for his first strikeout of the ball game. Came in relief for Chris Campos earlier in the inning. Responsible for the runner over at first and second. It's Jose Fernandez and Julio Carrion. 1-2, 2 away. Rojas looking for his first base hit of the ball game. The 1-2 delivery on the way, swinging into right center field. This one might get in the gap, and it will. Base hit for Anderson Rojas. Conticello, Fernandez, here comes Carrion. It's going to be a bases clearing triple, and now caught up in a pickle is Anderson Rojas, and he's going to dive back in there, and he is safe. The tag is not applied by Rain Don Cole. A bases clearing double for Anderson Rojas. And the Rawhide have broken this ball game open. It is now 8-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. And now manager John Shoemaker will make his way out there. And the discussion will quickly come to a conclusion. Excuse me, 6-0 is the score here with the Rawhide scoring all 6 of the runs here in the top of the inning. And that is going to be a bring up batter number 10 of the inning. It is Riquelman Cabral at the plate. A man who's been batting very well since arriving in Visalia. Runner at second base is Anderson Rojas. Not being held on, shift on the right side of the infield. As Rendon Cullen is practically playing about 3 steps left of second base. So the extra base hit continues for Anderson Rojas here in this series. Nearly stretched it into a triple. Unable to get there in time. Fouling that one back is Cabral. And the count goes no balls and 2 strikes. New balls given to the home plate umpire here. It was a pitcher's duel up to this inning. But the Rawhide got 4 hits to begin inning number 6. 6th inning, 6 runs. And the 0-2 delivery on the way, and a heavy, heavy lead over at second base there for Rojas. And the count will drop to 1-2. The Quakes will have some work to do going into the bottom of the 6th inning with Jose Cabrera still scheduled to remain in this ballgame with nobody up in the pen for the Rawhide. 1-2 delivery on the way, and that one goes in the dirt. A nice block there by Simon Reed. He's had his hands full here in this inning. Several nice blocks so far, and the count goes 2-2. Two is the count. Cabral looking for his second base hit of the ballgame. Had a double back hit earlier this inning. He's the man who got it all started. 2-2 delivery on the way, and he's set to the right side of the infield. He's already shifts over to his left side, makes a grab, throws down to first, and the inning will finally come to a conclusion. The Rawhide go all through the order. Everybody got to bat at least one time. 5 hits, 6 runs, and no errors with nobody left on base, and the Rawhide lead 6-0 against the Rancho Quakes. We head to the bottom of the 6th inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning here between the Rawhide and the Quakes. Rawhide with an explosive top half of the sixth inning, where the Rawhide had 6 runs on 5 hits, and the Rawhide are currently out hitting Rancho Cucamonga 8 hits compared to the Quakes 1. And the only hit in this ball game from Rancho came from this guy right here, Kenneth Betancourt, who leads things off for Rancho here in the bottom of the sixth. It's going to be 9-1-2 coming up for Rancho. The pitch on the way from Jose Cabrera misses in the opposite batter's box for ball number two. 2 balls and a strike. So Jose Cabrera, with only 1 strikeout in this ball game, he's gone 5 complete innings, thrown 50 pitches, 32 strikes. We'll see how much longer manager D. Garner lets Cabrera go in this ball game, as the pitch misses inside for ball three. 3 balls and a strike. Jose Cabrera was in that Rawhide dugout for quite a bit of time, or probably about 20 minutes that he was in there. Let's see if he's able to stay warm as this one is driven into left field. Christian Robinson unable to make the grab. Kenneth Betancourt has a second hit of the ballgame, and he's going to stretch that one into a double. It's a leadoff double for the Quakes, and it's going to go back to the top of the order for Jose Izarra. Coming into the inning, I was thinking, well, if the Quakes want to get back into this ballgame, this is the perfect guy to step up to the plate, Kenneth Betancourt. And he does exactly that, sends it over the head of Christian Robinson out of left field. And here is Jose Izarra, who's been hit twice already by Jose Fernandez, both above the belt. The first pitch of the at-bat is on the way, and it's a breaking ball that goes over the head of Jose Izarra. And you can tell his frustration starting to seek in. Third time today, this ball missed over the head of Jose Izarra. 1 ball, no strikes. Jose Cabrera looking over at second base. And the second pitch on the way, that one misses a little bit high for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. And now Christian Serna is going to call for time, and he's going to make his way out to the mound to have a word with Cabrera, who's kind of just trying to kick up the dirt, trying to reestablish his footing out there. And Serna and Cabrera will meet just beyond the rubber. Look out towards center field. So for a career high for Jose Cabrera, the most innings he's gone is 7 innings, and the most complete innings he's gone in 2023 is 6, and that was on June 9th against the San Jose Giants. So the discussion will come to a conclusion, and Christian Serna will make his way back behind the mound, back behind the plate. 2 hits given up here by Jose Fernandez, or Jose Cabrera. Keep calling the two Jose's mixed up here in this bottom half of the sixth inning. The last three or fewer hit games for Jose came back on April 14th when the Rawhide faced off against Rancho back at home. It was back-to-back starts to begin the year as that one goes outside for ball three. Back-to-back outings for Jose with 3 hits. It was at Lake Elsinore and then Rancho. And the pitch on the way, that one's fouled off to left side, called strike two. And the count goes 3 balls and 2 strikes. So payoff pitch coming up here for Jose Izarra. We'll see what happens here in about 10 seconds. Cabrera looks over at second base, the delivery on the way. Payoff pitch goes low, below the knees. And for the third time today, Jose Izarra will reach at first base. And for the first time today, the Quakes have 2 runners aboard. And there's still no outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The fourth free pass given up by Jose Cabrera here in this ballgame. And now here comes the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, making his way out to the mound to have a word with Jose Cabrera. This is a Shanti mound visit, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shanti, where community matters. So it's the bottom of the sixth inning, and you know what that means. It's time for scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We start off in High A, where Hillsboro is currently leading over Tri-City 3-0. That game's currently in the top of the fifth inning. And then we move over into Double A, where the Amarillo Sod Poodles are hosting the Tulsa Drillers. That game's currently in the bottom of the seventh. where the Sod Poodles are currently up 10-8 with two of those future stars that I mentioned earlier. Moving out into AAA, currently knotted up at one is Reno and Sacramento. That game's currently in the top of the sixth inning. So Tyler Mark will make his way back to the dugout. And we're ready to go once again. Jose Cabrera looking over at second base. The delivery on the way. And that one goes low for ball one. 1-0. Finally moving out into the major leagues. The Diamondbacks are still tied with the Angels 0-0. So those are all your scores around Arizona. And this one's hit on the ground. Scooped up by Fernandez. Tosses it over to Rojas. Down to first. 6-4-3 double play. And there's two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. So Jesus Galiz hits into the deadly DP. And now there's only a runner over at third base. And it's going to be bring up Josue De Paula. Pinch hitting for Kyle Nevin. After Nevin was taken out of the ballgame after colliding with the wall. So De Paula with the runner on third. The Quakes have a runner in scoring position here as the ball goes into field of play out there in the left field. Cabrera will get ready for the pitch. One out away from going six complete innings in Rancho. The pitch on the way from Cabrera goes inside. It looked like Christian sort of lost it for a moment, but he's able to find it once again, and the count goes 1-0. Serta will take off his mask here. It is now time called once again. Johan Benitez this time tying his shoelaces out in right field. Defense playing straight up against De Paula. Mentioned he played yesterday. The pitch on the way, breaking ball. This one's on the ground. Scooped up by Rojas. Underhand toss to Conticello. And the inning comes to a conclusion. And Jose Cabrera looks up to the sky, and he's feeling it right now. Once again, another scoreless inning from Jose Cabrera. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We are through six complete innings where the Rawhide lead 6-0 over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. We head to the top of the seventh inning. The Rawhide looking to even up the series here in Rancho Cucamonga with the Rawhide in dominating fashion. 6-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Jose Cabrera has now gone six complete innings, giving up two hits and no runs. New pitcher in the ballgame here for the Rancho Quakes. It's number 48, Liam Doolin, the right-handed hurler, 6'5", 230 from Blacktown, Australia. Land down under. The second pitch on the way. Misses outside ball two. 2-0. Comes in from Tennessee Westland out of the NCAA. facing off against Christian Robinson for the first time. The delivery on the way. Heavy chopper over to the third base side. Betancourt's underneath that one. Throws over to first in time. And Christian Robinson is sat down for the first out of the inning. So here is Christian Cerda stepping up to the plate. So Fran Castro's day comes to a conclusion. He goes the 0.1 inning as he just found a way to get through that latter half of the Rawhide sixth inning. As the pitch misses outside for ball one. So Castro goes 0.1, gave up one hit, two runs, two earned runs, and had two walks without a strikeout. So Christian Cerda batting 1-for-3 with bases empty. Slight shift out in center field, about five steps over to the left side. And bouncing that one on home is Liam Doolin. Doolin with a 2.19 ERA. We'll give you more of his numbers in just a moment. Doolin's porting the red glove. The delivery on the way. That one misses high and inside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. So Doolin does have a decision this year. He is 1-0. This is his seventh game of the year with 12 innings pitched. Nine strikeouts, four walks, and opponents are batting 244 against the Australian. Pitch misses outside. Four-pitch walk here for Christian Cerda. And now it's going to be Gavin Contasillo stepping up to the plate. The man who had an RBI in the center field last inning. Contasillo batting 3-for-11 in the series, 1-for-4 yesterday, including a triple yesterday. Pitch misses inside for ball one, 1-0. Contasillo bats from the left side as usual, fairly straight up compared to what you would have seen pre-May 15th. 1-0 delivery on the way. Contasillo swings on that one and fouls it off of the foot of Simon Reed, and now he's going to have to kind of jog that one off. Looked like it might have hit him in the toe. Not a very protected spot on catcher's equipment. There's a lot of padding on your body, but the toe's not one of them. One of those exposed areas is now Simon Reed appears to be all right, and he's going to get back behind the dish. Contasillo and Cerda both have 12 doubles this year. And Cerda has kind of picked up and caught up to Gavin. But earlier in the year, I talked about his double success, and that was back when Brett Johnson was on the team, currently with Hillsboro High A. And he said, no, he's a doubles guy on our team, but now that Brett has moved up to the hops, it's Conicello's responsibility now, as now he's currently tied with Christian Cerda. Maybe he gets a double right here and takes that back for this Rawhide team. Two balls and a strike, one away. The delivery on the way to Contasillo. Misses outside for ball three. Three balls and a strike here as Liam Doolin struggling to find the strike zone here on the last two batters. Nine pitches, only two strikes. As the second strike was to Christian Robinson, who fouled that one backwards. Contasillo saw a pitch that he liked, but he's way underneath that one and pops that one up to the left side of the infield. Underneath that one is the third baseman, Betancourt, and he's able to make the grab for the second out of the inning. So here is Alvin Guzman stepping up to the plate, 1-for-4, or did not play yesterday, 3-for-7 in the series. He did have a sac fly back in that 6-run sixth inning. Guzman will get ready for the pitch. The delivery on the way, misses outside ball one, 1-0. And Doolin still struggling to find the strike zone here in this inning. We'll see if the Rawhide kind of pick up on that, try to be a little bit more patient at the plate. Only three strikeouts on 12 pitches. Serta's over at first base, heavy hack for Guzman. And he's behind in the count one, or even in the count 1-1 one strike. Alvin Guzman batting 234, six home runs. Has definitely found that pop that he was scouted for prior to coming to Visalia. Pitch misses outside for ball two, 2-0. Guzman second on the team in at-bats for this Rawhide team. Contasillo leads with 231, and the pitch number 4 of the at-bat misses outside for ball three. 3-0. Alvin Guzman also leads in several other categories just because of the amount of games he's played, 59 to be exact, which is currently tied for third most on the Rawhide And Guzman watches that one clip the outside corner for a strike. And the count goes even, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Soto will be in motion with 2 away. And a payoff pitch coming in about 10 seconds. 10 shows here on the pitch clock. The payoff pitch on the way. Guzman will pop that one up and out of play. Soto was in motion, as I just mentioned. But after a jog back over to first base, we'll have to get ready to see another pitch. Alvin Guzman does lead the Rawhide in hits, 52 to be exact, including the tied it for the most bags on the team with 81. Could keep going on about other stats that he leads in. Payoff pitch on the way. This one's a chopper to the shortstop side. This one's going to be scooped up by Doncon, throw down to first in time, and the Rawhide are going to strand a run. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the seventh, where it is stretch time at Lone Mart Field. Rawhide lead over the Quake 6-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga. We are here at Lone Mart Field in Southern California. And Jose Cabrera is going for his career-high seventh inning of work here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And he's going to be facing off against Luis Rodriguez, along with Rendon Cole and Jorge Puerta. 4-5-6 coming up here for the Quakes. And the first pitch of the inning is on the way, and it's a breaking ball. Looks like a changeup low for strike number one. Two hits given up here by Jose Cabrera in this ball game, and the two hits, they came from the third baseman, Kenneth Betancourt, who bats the number nine spot. And the second pitch of the at-bat, that one popped up. Conicilla's going to run out of room, and that one's going to go into the stands on the right field side. 0-2, no outs here. The Quakes could use the base runners here, trying to find a way to fight back in this ball game. There looks like there is a Rawhide pitcher up in the pen right now, just doing some soft toss against the wall. And Luis Rodriguez will get ready for the upcoming pitch. The delivery on the way with no shift on the infield, and that's a slider. And way ahead of that one was Rodriguez. Just able to foul that one backwards, and the count will remain no balls and two strikes. It's like it might be Josh Wells out there warming up in the ride. Pen, strike three called. What a pitch by Jose Cabrera. Goes with a fastball outside corner. One of the best parts of the plate that he can place that ball. And a strikeout. That's only the second of the ball game for Jose Cabrera. 7 innings in, and he does not look fatigued at all. So now it's going to be Rendon Cole stepped up to the plate for the Quakes. No balls and a strike with one away. Once again, no shift here by the Rawhide defense. As the second pitch of the at-bat is on the way. Fouled backwards and a quick no ball, two strike count here. Five spot here in the Quakes order. Rendon Cole 0-for-2 on the day with a pop out in the second and a ground out in the fourth. The pitch on the way from Cabrera, and that one's popped up and We're going to run out of room here, Serta. No 2, 2 away. Base is empty here. It's been difficult to get runners on base in this ballgame. Only 4 free passes given up by Jose Cabrera in this ballgame. The 0-2 delivery on the way, and that one just misses inside for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Looked like for a second, Cabrera thought he had it. Just missed. And the count will remain no balls and two strikes. Sergio Gutierrez out in the Rawhide pen. Looks like he's getting ready to catch the balls as that one's popped up on the left side of the infield and popped out of play. Excuse me, that looks like David Martin, the catcher for the Rawhide, getting ready. The count remains one ball and two strikes. As I mentioned, not a typical Jose Cabrera game in strikeout terms, but he's wheeling and dealing in this bowl game, letting his defense step up behind him and make plays where it matters, and has really helped due to the two really athletic plays, one from Alvin Guzman out there in center field, and also Jose Fernandez over at shortstop. The 1-2 pitch on the way goes inside for ball two, and the count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away to Rendon Cohn. Well, Cohn has been athletic at shortstop as well in this ballgame. The 2-2 delivery on the way, misses outside ball three, and the count will go full for Jose Cabrera. He was ahead in the count at one point in time, 0-2. Don Cohn has showed his plate discipline so far, has fought back in that bat. Looking for the fifth walk of the ballgame. The pitch on the way, and that one's going to be fouled up and out of play. And if you're a Rancho, this is exactly what you want right here. An at-bat like this, try to get the pitch count up, try to get Cabrera out of this ballgame. You would like to get into that Rawhide pen if you can, especially before this inning comes to conclusion. Payoff pitch on the way. Ball four called. Rendon Cohn is going to walk on over to first base. And we'll see how much longer Jose Cabrera is going in this ballgame. So free pass given here. And as a result now, it's going to be the center fielder, Jose De Paula, stepping up. So it is Josh Swales out in the Rawhide pen. Just saw his number out there in right field. So he's getting ready here for the Rawhide. One away here. Double play is in order. We'll see if they try to put Don Cole in motion. And that pitch misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Still sitting at two hits here are the Quakes, but they're getting closer and closer to Kenneth Betancourt. Time starting to run out here for the Quakes in game four. And a breaking ball goes in there for strike number one. Ricamon Cabral was backing up at second base just in case a hit and run or a steal was put into motion. Rancho 46 stolen bases this year. And that one misses in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Not one of the most dangerous teams in the California League. In fact, they're in last in stolen bases. The closest team to them, with 74, that's the Fresno Grizzlies. Everybody else is 80, 75 and above. Two balls and a strike, one away. Cabrera stares down his opponent, and that one's fouled up and out of play for strike number two. Two balls and two strikes. So with that foul ball, Jose Cabrera now sitting at 81 pitches. Still a very efficient day for him so far. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Time called here by home plate umpire Tatum Littleton, as Johan Benitez was not set out there in right field. 2-2, one away. The pitch on the way, breaking ball lifted into left field. That one is carrying. That one looks like it's deep, and that ball is way out of here. See you later. And it is a two-run blast from Jorge Puerta out in the trees out in left field. And just like that, the Quakes have their first two runs of the ball game. And it's now currently 6-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. And we'll see if that is the end of Jose Cabrera's day. A no-doubter hit by Jorge Puerta. So just like that, the Quakes are in slam range. And here comes the manager, D. Garner, out to the mound. And Jose Cabrera's night has come to a conclusion. Not to say what a great outing by Jose Cabrera. Goes 6.1 innings of work, and he gave up three hits, two earned runs. And when we come back, we will complete those numbers. Josh Swales is the new pitcher. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Back inside of Lone Mart Field, where we have a pitching change here for the Rawhide. Just the second relief pitcher used here on this Saturday night. What a day for Jose Cabrera, one of his best outings of the year. Let's give you some of his numbers. Jose Cabrera goes 6.1 innings, gave up three hits, two runs. It was a two-run blast from Jorge Puerta. Walked three, struck out two. And as I've been saying throughout the broadcast, just letting the defense step up behind him and got the plays that they needed. I mean, he got some good help by some athletic plays, including the shortstop Jose Fernandez and the center fielder Alvin Guzman. But outside of that, just, I mean, routine ground outs, pop-ups, foul or fly outs. Really great outing by Jose Cabrera. But as a result, that's going to bring in number 22, Josh Swales, out to the rubber. One away. The second pitch of the at-bat is up and out of play for the catcher, Simon Reed. Running out of room there on the third base side is Rickelman Cabral. So the Santa Clarita native attended the College of Southern Nevada and was drafted back in 2021. 6'2", 195 for the right-hander, appearing in his 26th game of the season with a 5.57 ERA. He does have a 1-4 record in decisions this year. Elevated fastball, strike three called. And Josh Swales sits down Simon Reed on four pitches. Brought the heat on that one. A Rawhide team where not a lot of guys throw above 95, but he had all of that one. All of 95 in there. Inside elevated fastball. And just like that, it's going to be the first baseman, Dayton Dooney, stepping up to the plate. So two strikeouts here on the inning for the Rawhide pitching. And Dooney is at the plate. The pitch all the way from Swales. Fastball catches the outside corner. Swinging fastball for Dayton Dooney. And the count goes 0-1. The Quakes are within slam range. A team who knows how to hit a lot of home runs. They've done it all season long. 0-1-2 away. And the ball goes outside in the dirt for ball number one. Rancho, 57 home runs hit in 2023. It's good for the, or is 63 home runs, excuse me, in 2023, which is first in the California League, and that one is cut by Anderson Rojas. Retreating backwards, makes a grab on the run, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, two runs, no errors, nobody left on base. We are through seven innings of work, and the Rawhide lead over the Quake 6-2 in game four of the six-game set. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Game four of six here on this Saturday night. Quakes currently leading the series 2-1, but the Rawhide threatening to steal back another one here in Rancho Cucamonga. New pitcher in the game for the Rancho Quakes, LaVon Reynoso, is on the mound for Rancho. Reynoso comes in at 6'1", 185. The Patterson, New Jersey prospect, will be the fifth pitcher used of the ball game here by manager John Shoemaker. So it started off with Martin, went to Campos, Castro, Doolin, and it is now Reynoso. Pitch clock violation called against the batter, Johan Benitez, who will begin things here for the Rawhide in the top of the eighth inning. The upcoming pitch on the way goes in there for strike number one. No balls and one strike. No balls and two strikes, excuse me, after the pitch clock. Reynoso will stare down Benitez. And the pitch on the way, and that one misses outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes. So Doolin goes one complete inning. Did not give up a hit. He did walk one, but was able to get through the inning thanks to two ground outs and a pop-up. And now a ball two, two balls and two strikes. Didn't have the greatest strike-to-ball ratio that last inning for Doolin, but he was able to get through the inning, getting the Rawhide bats to swing. And now that one's fouled up and out of play over to the left side of things. So Johan Benitez, 7-8-9 coming up for Visalia. Jose Fernandez will await on deck. Benitez 1-for-8 in the series, but he does have two hits today, batting 2-for-3. The pitch on the way to Benitez, that one's bounced into the dirt for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Johan Benitez had a single back in the second, stranded at third, and then a double back in the fifth where he was stranded at second base. Benitez looking to get on base for the third time today, and he's going to hit this one on the right side of the infield. Scooped up by Izarra, throws down to first, a little bit of a high throw, but Dayton Dooney's a tall enough guy, and he's able to snag that one out of the air for out number one. So first ground out of the day for Johan Benitez, and here comes Jose Fernandez to the plate. Jose batting for the fourth time today. 1-for-2 on day. And that one goes in there for strike number one. Count goes no balls and one strike. Jose Fernandez batting 236 in the month of June. And swings and fouls that one up and out of play for strike two. Jose Fernandez finding himself quickly behind in the count. No balls and two strikes. Jose has six RBIs as well. One home run. Swinging and missing on that one, and he goes down on three pitches. With a nice pitching performance there by Reynoso to sit down Fernandez fairly quickly without much of a threat. And here comes the former Quake Julio Carrion to the plate. Talking to Julio earlier today, what he thinks of Rancho being back here for the first time since September of last year. Takes that one high for ball one, one ball, no strikes. So, nice city. Enjoyed being out here in Rancho. Was signed as a free agent this past offseason by the Diamondbacks organization. Popped out of play for strike one. One ball, two strikes. Julio batting at that DH spot today. Looking for RBI number 10. However, the bases are empty at the moment. 1-1 delivery on the way. Carrion will pop that one up and out of play. And the count goes 1-2. Julio in the series against Inland Empire went 1-for-6. He only played in two of those games. It was a single in that lone hit in the 66er series. A 1-2 pitch on the way, and now one clips the outside corner. Carrion takes his bat with him. He knew it as soon as the pitch was thrown. And Livian Reynoso faces the minimum, sits down the Rawhide in order, and we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Rawhide lead over the Quakes 6-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com.
Happy birthday, Jackson. Happy birthday.
We're turning to Rancho here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Josh Swales getting ready for his first start of an inning here in the ballgame as he came in for relief for Jose Cabrera in that past inning. As the announced attendance for tonight's game, 2,539 people here on this Saturday night. As it's going to be a post-game fireworks here at Lone Mart Field. As mentioned earlier, fireworks will be shown at Valley Strong on Tuesday night for the 4th of July. Fireworks extravaganza. Inside pitch goes for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Part of the America's Birthday Celebration presented by Budweiser, Bud Light, and the Bueno Beverage Company. So Kenneth Betancourt at the plate, looking to reach for the third time today. Three balls, no strike. Josh Swales, a delivery on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number one. Kenneth Betancourt in the month of June has 19 RBIs, which is the most RBIs by any batter on this Rancho team by above six batters. Betancourt lift that one up into right field. Yoan Benitez on the right field line makes the grab. And that is the first out here of the inning. Betancourt with a little bit of frustration there. But, I mean, a great night for him so far. He sat down for the first time today. We go back to the top of the order for Jose Izarra. So here in the top of the eighth, Izarra will get ready for the pitch, batting 1-240. And the fans starting to chant the Let's Go Quakes here as it's starting to get to late stages of tonight's ballgame. Izarra has reached all three times he's come up to the plate today. He's still 0-0 on the scoreboard. But that's because he was hit by a pitch twice and walked back in the sixth. And a breaking ball clips the outside corner for strike number one. One ball, one strike here for Izarra. Time called here as another ball salutes and comes out onto the field here. As there is a quick pitcher currently up in the bullpen at the moment. Give you those numbers in a moment who it is. It looks like Ramirez up in the Quakes pen at the moment. Nobody going for the Rawhide right now. And that one goes in there for strike number two. One ball and two strikes. Rawhide has struggled to sit down Izarra and Betancourt. That 9-1 turnover has been very good for the Quakes in this ballgame. One ball, two strikes, one away. The delivery on the way for Swales. And this one's lifted up and out of play. Goes into the first row of the upper bowl here at Lomart Field. And now Izarra's going to call for time. Izarra taking up all the time he's granted. And I get ready to step back in the box and get ready to do battle once again with Josh Swales. Swales currently throwing 14 pitches. This would be pitch number 15, nine strikes compared to his six balls. Delivery on the way for the Santa Clarita native. And that one misses high for ball two, two balls and two strikes. 2-2, one away. Izarra will get ready for the pitch. Lots of patience today. The 2-2 delivery on the way. Misses outside ball three. And the count goes full 3-2. Izarra will get ready for the pitch. Batting 240. The payoff pitch on the way from Swale. Swinging and a miss. Jose Izarra sat down for the first time tonight. And the two guys who had not been sat down prior to this inning sat down back-to-back from Josh Swales, and there's two-way here in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Jesus Galiz now with two-way. He'll be tasked with keeping the inning alive. And Rancho is four outs away from suffering their second loss of the second half. Swung on miss there for Jesus Galiz. Rancho won the first half of the California League. 44-28. Is a record at the moment, beating out Lake Elsinore at the number one spot. This one's going to go off the glove of Josh Wells. Rojas will recover, throw down to first in time. What a play there. And slow to get up now. Looked like tripping up was Jesus Galiz. And the ball was deflected off of Josh Wells. Anderson Rojas said, not a problem. Retrieved it anyways. Threw down to first. And that one's going to be a 1-4-3 ground out. And the inning will come to a conclusion. The Rawhide lead over the Quake 6-2, and we head to the top of the ninth inning in game four. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field, where there is a pitching change here for the Quakes. Kelvin Ramirez will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho. And this is now pitcher number 5 of the ballgame for the Quakes. It started off with Martin, Campos, Castro, Dulon, Reynoso, and then Kelvin Ramirez here in the top of the ninth inning. Let's look at the numbers for Kelvin Ramirez. Comes in with a 7.46 ERA, 1-1 on the year with 17 games appeared in. This is game number 18 of the season. We'll face off the leadoff hitter, Anderson Rojas, to begin the inning, and Rojas swings on the first pitch he sees. And once again, for the third time today, Anderson Rojas will see the first pitch he sees, and he'll be retired on that one. So Rojas is sat down for the third time today, for the fourth time today now, and it's going to bring up Rickelman Cabral to the plate. First pitch on the way to Cabral, misses outside for ball one, 1-0. So Reynoso's day comes to a conclusion after one complete inning. Struck out 2, didn't walk anybody, and didn't give up a run. The delivery on the way, and that one is fouled backwards for strike number 2, 1-2. Keep talking about the Quakes standings. As I talked about earlier, they beat out Lake Elsinore to that number one spot, so they are returning to the postseason for the first time since 2019, as that one is fouled backwards for strike 2. The count goes 1-2. So Rancho will host the winner of the Cal South in the second half in a 3-game set. So Lake Elsinore, Visalia, and swinging and missing there for Cabral. And that's going to be the second out here of the inning. Inland Empire is another team to watch out for. So those are the teams that Rancho could be hosting for an upcoming playoff series. 2019, however, though, that was the year that the Rawhide won their third title. It is, in fact, the last title for high A baseball. And Nate takes an inside pitch for Christian Robinson. 1-0. So we'll see how, what happens with Rancho as the year gets ready to progress. The picture will be a lot clearer when that time comes. Upcoming pitch on the way to Christian Robinson. Elevated fastball, swinging and missing for strike 1. 1-1. Visalia currently sitting in third in the Cal South at this point of the second half, early parts of the second half. And the Empire currently 4-3 in the second half. And a fastball goes in there for strike 2. 1-2. And Lake Elsinore is currently 2-5 in the second half. Looking over at the Cal North standings, Fresno 5-1, Modesto 3-3, Stockton 3-3, and San Jose, who won the first half, currently finds themselves in last place with a 1-5 record to begin July, end of June. 2-2 here for Christian Robinson. 2 quick outs. Let's see if they can make it 3 right here. Swung on a miss for Robinson, and the Rawhide go down in order. Last chance calling for the Quakes. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, where the Rawhide lead over Rancho 6-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Rancho Quakes to salvage game four of the six-game series. And the Rawhide looking to make the series tied at 2-2 once again. Josh Wells goes 1.2 innings. He did not give up a hit or a run. He struck out two. And the Rawhide strikeout total is now sitting at four here in through eight complete innings of work. Leading things off here for the Quakes is going to be Josue De Paula, to be followed up by Luis Rodriguez and Rendon Cohn. De Paula came in due to the injury for Nevin, who ran into the wall in the middle of the ball game on a RBI double from Gavin Contasillo. New pitcher in the ball game for the Rawhide is Emilian Mantilla. And the second pitch of the at-bat goes low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Mantilla, a guy who's pitched out in Japan before coming out here for the Rawhide, called up in mid-June, or late June, really, from the Arizona Complex League. Two balls and a strike here. De Paula looking to work the count here for Mantilla, who has a 10.38 ERA. The upcoming pitch on the way, the delivery, and that one's fouled off the left side for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. So Mantilla, two balls, two strikes. It's a ResCom pitching change. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Strike three call for Emilian Mantilla. His first strikeout, fifth for the Rawhide. And there's one away here in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Josue De Paula set down via the cave for the first time today. And now it's Luis Rodriguez, who had this three-run blast yesterday. The pitch on the way and trying to hold back the swing, called strike number one. Mantilla appearing in his sixth game in a Rawhide uniform. Has struck out 10 batters this year and has only walked two. That one's fouled backwards. Four strike two, no balls and two strikes. Rodriguez on the day, 0 for 3. Two ground outs and a strikeout looking. That strikeout was back in the seventh. The 0-2 delivery on the way. That one's low for ball one. One ball and two strikes. The last strikeout was presented by The Mill. The Mike strikeout by The Mill, located in downtown Visalia. Weekly specials including Family Night on Thursdays. The Mill, in crust we trust. One ball, two strikes. One strike away from reading that. Reed once again, the 1-2 delivery on the way. Mantilla swinging and a miss for Luis Rodriguez. And that's strikeout number two. Back-to-back strikeouts for the Quakes. And there it is. That's a Mill strikeout located in downtown Visalia. Weekly specials including Family Nights on Thursdays. The Mill, in crust we trust. So two outs here, both swinging. And that's going to bring up Rendon Cohn to the plate. See if the Quake can find a way to keep this game alive. The pitch on the way, and this one's hit to the left side of the infield. Sharply hit to Cabral. Throw down to first across the diamond in time, and the Rawhide defeat the Rancho Quakes on a Saturday night. Final score, Rawhide 6, Quakes 2. The Rawhide 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, the Quakes 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. And the Rawhide steal game 4 of the 6-game series, and they have now split it. We are tied at 2 apiece going into game 5 tomorrow night. So we will take a quick break. We'll step aside and we will break down this game. It is Rawhide post game and it's coming up right here on Rawhide Baseball. Don't go anywhere. Once again, Rawhide defeat the Quake 6-2. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Rawhide postgame here on RawhideBaseball.com. The Rawhide defeat the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Final score 6-2. on the first day of July. So just like how the Rawhide started the second half, they started off with a victory. They start off the month of July with a victory as well. So the Rawhide 6-2, eight hits, no errors. Meanwhile, Rancho had two runs, three hits, no errors. Well, let's get you started off with a recap of tonight's game. The Rawhide went, got a runner aboard in the first inning, and then they had two hits back in the second, but were unable to capitalize on that one. Meanwhile, over for Rancho, they struggled to get base runners. Their first hit of the ballgame didn't come until the third inning due to a Kenneth Betancourt double. Betancourt was a guy who got his name called quite a bit during tonight's game. As he had two doubles, he went 2-for-3 in tonight's game. But the game didn't really get started until the sixth inning. It was a pitcher's duel up to that point until Anderson Rojas got things started in the sixth inning. It started off with a leadoff double. And then Rickelman Cabral got everything started with a double back in the sixth inning, followed up by Christian Robinson single. Christian Robinson single for third batter of the inning. And then Gavin Conicello got a double RBI. Alvin Guzman with a sac fly. And then a pitching change. Johan Benitez was struck out. Back-to-back walks for the Rawhide. Saw Jose Fernandez and Julio Carrion reach. Anderson Rojas with a double. And it's a three-run RBI. And then it ended off with Rickelman Cabral grounding out. So 10 batters bat in the sixth inning. And the Rawhide are able to rack up six runs in the sixth inning. And that is really all she wrote in this ball game. Rancho was able to score two runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. It started off with Luis Rodriguez strikeout looking. And then Rendon Cohen reached on a walk. And then Jorge Puerta sent a no-doubter into the trees in left field. But that was all the scoring in tonight's game as Visalia defeats Rancho Cucamonga 6-2. Let's look at the players of the game. Johan Benitez was the only multi-hit batter for the ball game, with two hits for the Rawhide, but everybody got their hands on a ball. The only guys that hit in this ball game was Alvin Guzman and Julio Carrion. Everybody else contributed, including Anderson Rojas, who stays good with three RBIs. And the hit streak continues for Rickelman Cabral. He's now reached in seven straight games, and he's hit in seven straight games. So seven of the nine games in a Rawhide uniform, Rickelman Cabral has found himself on base. Before we wrap everything up, let's move over to the pitchers. Jose Cabrera with a dominant performance, one of his best outings of the year. Jose Cabrera goes 6.1 innings. He gave up three hits, two runs. The two runs were earned due to that home run out back in the seventh inning. Three walks from Cabrera and two hit by pitches, two strikeouts. And then moving over to Josh Swales, he went 1.2 innings. He didn't walk anybody or give up a hit. And he struck out two, and then finally, Emilio Montilla shut the door on the Rancho Quakes as he had one hit, struck out two. So the Rawhide totals go nine complete innings, three hits, two runs. Those two runs were earned, three walks, and six strikeouts from Rawhide pitching. Moving over to the Rancho side of things, Peyton Martin, the California League Pitcher of the Week last week, goes three complete innings, gave up two hits, no runs, walked one, struck out four. He looked pretty good. And then Campos receives the loss as he went 2.2 innings, and he was a man responsible for the four out of the six runs in that sixth inning. Moving over to Fran Castro, he just closed things out. He gave up one hit, two runs. Doolin came in for one inning, and he gave up one walk, didn't allow a run. Livin Reynoso came in one inning pitched, and he struck out two. And then Kelvin Ramirez pitched that ninth inning and struck out two batters as the Rawhide went down in order. Jose Cabrera receives his fourth win of the year as he improves to a record of 4-5. Chris Campos falls to 5-4 in 2023. So as we get ready to wrap everything up here, the total announced attendance for tonight's game, 2,539 people in attendance in Lone Mart Field on this beautiful Saturday night in Rancho Cucamonga, California. So once again, the Visalia Rawhide defeat the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Final score 6-3. The Rawhide, six runs, eight hits, no errors. Meanwhile, Rancho Cucamonga, two runs, three hits, no errors. And the Rawhide have evened up the series at two games apiece. As we look forward to tomorrow's game, Ricardo Yan is the scheduled starter for the Rawhide. Meanwhile, the right-hander Gabe Emmett is scheduled to make the start. 5 p.m. start time for tomorrow's game, and then the series finale on Monday will be scheduled for 6:30 p.m. right here on RawhideBaseball.com. Yasker Pimentel will be the starter, scheduled starter for that game, and Jared Carros for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. So for one final time here at Lone Mart Field, Rawhide defeat the Quakes 6-2. I'm Joey Gonzalez, and tomorrow Joe Guerin will be back tomorrow for Game 5 of the 6-game series. As we get ready to sign off, have a great night, and go Rawhide.